I have another poem about amphibians of a different sort. This is a poem in which two scuba divers are making love underwater at about 100 feet among the Bahamian reefs. People frequently have technical questions about this. You have to save those for later if you would. This is called "To Find a Private Place." He took her one day under the blue horizon, where long sea fingers parted like beads hitched in the doorway of an opium den, and canyons mazed the deep reef with hollows, cul-de-sacs, and narrow boudoirs, and had to ask twice before she understood his stroking her arm with a marine feather slobbery as aloe pulp was wooing, or saw the octopus in his swimsuit stretch one tentacle and ripple its silky bag. While bubbles rose like globs of mercury, they made love mask to mask, floating with oceans of air between them. She, his sea geisha, in an orange kimono of belts and vests, her lacquered hair waving, as indigo hamlets tattooed the vista, and sunlight cut through the water, twisting its knives into corridors of light. His sandy hair and sea-blue eyes, his kelp-thin waist and chest ribbed wider than a sandbar, where muscles domed clear and taut as shells, freckled cowries, flat brawny scallops the color of dawn. His sea-battered hands gripping her thighs like tawny starfish and drawing her close as a pirate vessel to let her board. Who was this she loved? Overhead, sponges sweating raw color jutted from a coral arch. Clown wrasses hovered like fireworks, and somewhere an abalone opened its silver wings. Part of a lusty dream under aspic, her hips rolled like a Spanish galleon. Her eyes swam and chest began to heave. Gasps melted on the tide. Knowing she would soon be breathless as her tank, he pumped his brine deep within her, letting seawater drive it through petals delicate as anemone veils to the dark purpose of a conch-shaped womb. An ear to her loins would have heard the sea roar. When panting ebbed and he signaled, "Okay," as lovers have asked land or water bound since time heaved ho, he led her to safety, shallower realms, heading back toward the boat's even keel, though ocean still petted her cell by cell, murmuring along her legs and neck, caressing her with pale, endless arms. Later, she thought often of that blue boudoir, pillows soft and filled with cascading light, where together they'd made a bell that dumbly clanged beneath the waves, and minutes lurched like mountain goats. She could still see the quilted mosaics that were fish, twitching spangles overhead, still feel the ocean inside and out, turning her evolution around. She thought of it miles and fathoms away, often at odd moments, watching the minnow snowflakes dip against the window frame, holding a sponge idly under tap gush, sinking her teeth into the cleft of a voluptuous peach.